Well, the long-range idea was to set it 2 years ahead. The governor, you know, when he came back in office, said we want to do two-year budgets, and so it's been a goal that we set not only the current year, but the next year's too as well. And there's only one problem with that. That's a great idea, but you're taking a scientific wild-ass guess. Excuse my French. To guess what the income levels are going to be 2 years out. I mean, we're trying to figure out right now what the income level is going to be for next year and base our budget off of that. And to do that 2 years ahead is kind of a real guessing game. And a lot of times that second year doesn't make anybody happy. They're not happy with that number to start with. But a long-range method of figuring out what the income will be would solve that problem. But right now, you know, we're supposed to have it out by 1 month after the governor's State of the State address, I think is what the law says. And we haven't been able to, the Senate under the current majority has put out a number before that date, but the House has never been able to agree to it because they weren't sure what the final budget was going to be by then, and there's a lot of hammering out that needs to be done before that can be assured. And so that's the struggle with trying to figure out that budget that far, that quickly, because if you do it and you budget too much, you know, 6 of the last 10 years we've not been able to fund completely what we said we were going to fund, even when we waited till the last day to set the budget. So it makes it very difficult to, when it's the largest, you know, it's the largest rock in the jar of state budgeting departments.
Is there a solution?
You know the story about the largest rock. You have to put it in the jar first or you'll never get it in there. And so we have to determine that one first because that really sets up all the rest of the budgets.
But is there any solution to the gridlock that's occurred on the budget?
Well, you know, schools have to certify their budgets by April 15th, I think, and counties are like March 15th. So we could do some adjusting to when those numbers have to be finally certified. That might make it a little easier, but and another solution in my mind is if you base your current budget on what you got last year, you're pretty much assured that that's what it's going to be. And after you get into doing it that way year after year, all of a sudden you're not required to set a budget on the numbers that you're waiting for because you already have them in your computer and you know what they're going to be. Does that make any sense?
You bet. You bet it does.
You know, now, if I know I'm going to get, I made 20, so let's just, just numbers. If I made $100,000 last year and I based the next year on the fact that I made $100,000 last year, I already got that money in the bank. So I can make that budget knowing that it's going to be there because I already got it. But if I base the next year's budget on thinking I'm going to have $150,000 and I only have $100,000 and at the end of the year, I've got trouble because now my budget doesn't balance. So that would be one way to do it. And it would be a sure thing when you set the budget then because you'd already had that money in the bank.